With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has ordered the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines. He says that comes after what he called highly provocative statements by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. And Mr. Trump says it's very important that whenever something is mentioned, such as nuclear power by a foreign government, it's important that the U.S. Take some kind of action.
Where are being deployed nuclear submarines?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to do that. We just have to be careful. And a threat was made, and we didn't think it was appropriate, so I have to be very careful. So I do that on the basis of safety for our people. A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
Senator Tom Cotton says the Israeli military is doing all it can to provide food to Gaza, even as it comes under fire from the Hamas terrorist group.
Their generals and their political leadership understand the security situation at each particular distribution site better than I do, or better than almost any American would. But I do trust them to do everything they can to try to alleviate any Hamas-imposed suffering on Gazans.
Senator Cotton says reports that Israel is causing a famine inside Gaza, simply nothing more than a disinformation campaign by Hamas. Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. The White House press secretary announcing this week construction is set to begin in September on a new ballroom inside the White House.
The White House State Ballroom will be a much-needed and exquisite addition of approximately 90,000 total square feet of innately designed and carefully crafted space with a seated capacity of 650 people, which is a significant increase from the 200-person seated capacity in the East Room of the White House.
The project's set to cost $200 million. This is SRN News. A new look at religious expression in the United States.
First Liberty Institute has released a ranking of the 50 states according to how good a job they do at protecting an individual's religious freedom. Florida finished number one overall with a score of 75% out of 100. Second place is Montana, followed by Illinois, Ohio, and Mississippi. At the other end of the spectrum, First Liberty puts West Virginia in last place amongst the 50 states when it comes to protecting religious freedom, followed by Wyoming and Michigan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italy's Constitutional Court has ruled that the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father and therefore entitled to bonding time with a newborn. The court found that a 2001 decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it does not recognize non-biological mothers. This is SRN News. There's one energy drink you need to keep an eye on.
Energy drinks that mistakenly contain vodka are being recalled in more than a half dozen states. High Noon is recalling two production lots of High Noon Beach Variety packs because some contain cans with vodka inside that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. The company says the cans contain vodka seltzer and were mislabeled as Sparkling Blue Raz flavored Celsius Astro Vibe energy drinks. The packs were distributed to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters, Washington.
Majority Leader John Thune says he's considering using an extended recess to allow President Trump to bypass the Senate confirmation process for a backlog of nominees. Senate Republicans trying to counter Democrats who've done a successful job so far of holding up a lot of those nominations. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.